Mudslide toll.
90 people, 90, are currently missing or unaccounted for.
More targets in plain search.
New satellite images show hundreds of objects in the southern Indian Ocean.
The President and the Pope
meeting here at the Vatican for almost an hour.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. In the air and on the ground, search teams in Washington State face another day of grim, difficult work.
The debris field is huge. It is complex. It is dangerous. I don't think we have a lot of answers.
Emergency official John Pennington's trying to get a better handle on the unaccounted for list.
It's definitively 90 people that we can identify as unaccounted for and missing. 35, we just don't know.
25 are known dead in the mudslide. CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
This is the base of operations. It's on the east side of the mudslide. Emergency equipment all along the roadway here. A mound of mud 30 feet high, and I'm told that there are numerous houses buried inside that mound of dirt.
Plenty of people are trying to get help to those who are now homeless.
We've got lots of truckloads of food.
We met 9-year-old Chloe and 6-year-old Olivia, who are helping to collect donations for those affected by the mudslide.
It's just nice to help out.
But their mother says she doesn't know how much her daughters truly understand the scope of what's happened.
They were pretty scared. They just didn't understand the magnitude of kind of what was happening. And I still think it's above their head a little bit.
She says she just wants her children to understand that there are things that happen in life that are out of their control. Brandy Cruz for CBS News in Arlington, Washington.
Bad weather's again an issue overseas in the search for the Malaysian jetliner. CBS's Steve Futterman says more satellite images have pinpointed possible debris.
Two satellites have now detected hundreds of objects in the southern Indian Ocean, and some believe this is very likely wreckage from the plane. The latest observation comes from a Thai satellite, but seeing objects from space is one thing. Seeing them from an aircraft, then directing ships in to retrieve the debris, is something else. Today's search efforts had to be cut short because of bad weather. This Canadian pilot said it was bad.
The conditions are definitely difficult. With the rain showers and reduced visibility, made things very difficult for the crew.
The weather is supposed to improve tomorrow. Search crews hope to be out and finally find those objects. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Kuala Lumpur.
The leader of the free world sat down today with the leader of the world's Roman Catholics. White House correspondent Peter Mayer joins us live from the Vatican.
Steve, their first meeting lasted just over 50 minutes, wrapping up a short time ago. The president telling the Pope, "I'm a great admirer." On the agenda, social issues and world trouble spots, including the Middle East and Ukraine. University of Dayton professor Vincent Miller says it could also be the start of a partnership on a key issue.
It's most fascinating to imagine how they might work together on shared concerns. They both speak a lot about economic inequality.
The president gave the Pope a wooden box of seeds from the White House garden. And Steve, an unexpected light moment here is the Pope's gift of some coins fell on the floor. He chuckled as an aide picked them up.
Well, the Washington Post reports the Secret Service scandal in the Netherlands, which involved drinking, came right on the heels of a Miami car wreck 2 weeks earlier involving agents during a presidential visit. No one was charged, but agents who went overseas were warned to be on their best behavior. The playing field just got a lot more crowded in the battle over whether or not college athletes should be paid. A regional director of the National Labor Relations Board says football players at Northwestern University can form a union. CBS's Armin Katayan of 60 Minutes Sports.
This is in many ways a landmark ruling by the director. And really, again, recognition that football players at places like Northwestern, which means major college football, are primarily athletes first and not students. And they are employees of the university.
The school and NCAA plan to appeal. The Transportation Security Administration is placing armed law enforcement officers for security checkpoints and ticket counters during peak hours at some airports beginning today. This comes after last year's fatal shooting inside LAX. TSA union rep David Border.
This idea that a little more local law enforcement at peak times in the airport is all they really need in terms of law enforcement, we think falls short.
New census information says a lot about where we're going. Here's CBS's Heather Bosch.
Americans are going to where the jobs are, and in many cases, that's the bigger cities. New census figures show nearly 60% of rural counties lost residents last year, and the trend continues as people leave traditional farming, manufacturing, and mining work in search of high-tech or service industry jobs. Demographers say young Americans in particular are favoring city life. The only traditionally rural areas bucking the trend are those where oil and gas production is booming and again offering jobs. Heather Bosch, CBS News, New York.
For the 17th time, Congress is poised to head off a 24% cut in Medicare payments to doctors.
4 days before Medicare reimbursements are due to be slashed for doctors, a compromise between the House and Senate is expected to pass today to keep the payments where they are. House Speaker John Boehner says it's another in a long line of temporary patches.
Fix the Medicare payments to doctors for the next 12 months.
This issue keeps coming up and each time leading to threats by doctors to stop treating Medicare patients because Congress remains unable to agree on changing the law to stabilize the reimbursement rates. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Boston is mourning the death of two firefighters in a wind-whipped fire that trapped them in the basement of a burning brownstone.
In 30 years, I've never seen a fire travel that fast, escalate that quickly, and create such havoc in such a short period of time.
Deputy Fire Chief Joseph Finn says the cause of yesterday's fire is under investigation. Money in a suitcase is at the heart of a corruption case that's forced the Democratic mayor of Charlotte to resign. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Mayor Pro Tem Michael Barnes will serve as Charlotte's mayor now that Patrick Cannon has resigned after being charged with public corruption.
His arrest came as a complete surprise to the city council and the city manager. The first any of us learned about the investigation is when the FBI served a search warrant on the mayor's office.
Cannon is accused of accepting nearly $50,000 in bribes from federal agents posing as real estate developers wanting to do business in the biggest city in the Carolinas.
The New York Times reports a lawyer hired by New Jersey Republican Governor Chris Christie to investigate clears him of any involvement in the bridge scandal. Critics say the report's incomplete because aides close to the political payback plot were not interviewed. There's a new look at hospital quality and safety.
With an estimated 440,000 deaths linked to medical mistakes in hospitals every year, choosing the right facility can be critical. Consumer Reports rated nearly 2,600 hospitals on five factors, including readmissions and mortality, ranking them on a scale of 1 to 100.
The range across the country is a low of 11 to a high of 78. So that's a big, big difference.
Consumer Reports' Doris Peter says you're twice as likely to die of heart failure in the lowest-rated hospital than in the top-rated hospital. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
People who have actually been to North Korea lately say the story circulating the Internet just doesn't seem to be true. It contends, without naming sources, that young men have been ordered to get haircuts just like the ones sported by leader Kim Jong-un, shaved around the sides and back. A website that monitors the North also raises doubts. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.